Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Parish Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We're currently in the period known as Lent, and we're coming up to Easter. So to get us in the mood, I thought you might like a musical Easter. The songs tonight will lead us through the events of Jesus' last week on earth. And next week, we'll be exploring what it all means for us by means of words and more music. Would you believe that half of the whole Gospel of Mark deals with the last week of Jesus' life, which we now call Holy Week? But it wasn't very stained glass halo holy. It was more blood, sweat and tears then. It began joyfully enough as Jesus came bursting on the scene. There was a price on his head and he might have lain low, but with great courage he came riding into town. He was stage managing an acted out loud and clear message. Yes, I am the long-awaited Messiah, the Christ, the Heavenly One. But I'm not what you expect. I will be the Messiah on my own terms.
Make way, make way!
Make way, make way!
For the King of Kings.
For the King of Kings.
Make way, make way.
Make way, make way.
For the King of Kings.
For the King of Kings.
Make way, make way for Christ the King. King's splendor arise. Fling wide the gates and welcome into your lives. Make way, make way for the King of Kings. Make way, make way, and let his kingdom in.
He comes the broken hearts to heal, the prisoners to free.
The deaf shall hear, the lame shall dance, the shall see.
Make way, make way for the King of Kings. Make way, make way, and let his kingdom in.
And those who mourn with heavy hearts, who weep
Next day, Jesus turned up in the temple and caused a real hullabaloo, or a stramash. He overturned the tables of the money changers, scattered the sacrificial birds and animals, and chased the corrupt church officials, shouting at them that they had turned the church into a supermarket run by the mafia. It didn't go down well. Here's Michael Card.
Weak from the journey, the long travelling days, hungry to worship, to join in the praise. Shock met with anger that burned on his face as he entered the wasteland of that barren place. And the Lamb is a lion who's roaring with rage at the empty religion that's filling their days. They'll flee from the harm of the carpenter's strong arm. Come to know the scourging anger of the Lord. Priests and the merchants demanded some proof, for their hearts were hardened and blind to the truth that Satan's own law is to sell and to buy, but God's only way is to give and to die. And the Lamb is a lion who's roaring with rage at the empty religion that's filling their days. They'll flee from the harm of the carpenter's strong arm. Come to know the scourging anger of the Lord. The noise and confusion gave way to his word. At last sacred silence so God could be heard. And the Lamb is a lion who's roaring.
On the Thursday night, Jesus and his 12 disciples celebrated the annual Passover meal in an upper room. This was to celebrate God's rescuing of the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. In the course of the meal, Jesus hijacked it and gave it new meaning to do with himself. Ever since, this has been known as the Last Supper or the Lord's Supper. It was Jesus' last meal with his people, for he would be crucified the next day. But it was the first and original of all the countless Lord's Suppers or communions which have been held ever since. Jesus himself said that the broken bread and poured out wine would always remind us of his body crucified and blood shed. But by his self-sacrifice, the sinful world would be put right with its God. But more about how that works next week. Meanwhile, here's the BBC Welsh chorus.
Let us praise God together on our knees.
After their meal together, Jesus and his followers went for a stroll down to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus was fully aware that this was his last night. The disciples seemed incredibly thick about what was going on. Jesus wanted his closest loved ones round him in this crisis, and he was sweating blood, but they just fell asleep. Here's Paul Nicholas singing Gethsemane from Jesus Christ Superstar.
If there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired. Now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations, tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I'd wanna know, my God. I'd wanna know, I'd wanna know, my God. I'd wanna see, my God. I'd wanna see, my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I'd have to know, I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to know, I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to see, my Lord. Have to see, I'd have to see, my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? Have to know, my Lord. Killed in vain. Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, but not so hot on why. Tried for 3 years,
seems like 90. Why then am I scared to finish what I started, what you started? I didn't start it, God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card. I will drink your cup of poison, nail me to your cross and break me, bleed me, beat me, kill me, take me now before I change my mind.
Sleep the fools.
While they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, soldiers arrived to arrest Jesus. They were led by the treasurer of Jesus' own 12 disciples, Judas Iscariot. He had been 3 years with Jesus, night and day. He had witnessed many miracles, heard Jesus teach and preach, lived with him intimately. Yet he had betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, about the price of a fish supper. And to top it all, he betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Here's Michael Card asking why. Jesus was arrested and then shunted from pillar to post, interrogated by the former high priest Annas, then the current high priest Caiaphas, and his illegally convened Sanhedrin kangaroo court, which, surprise, surprise, found Jesus guilty of blasphemy and claiming to be God. But since Jews were not allowed to execute anyone, they had to go to the Roman governor Pontius Pilate for him to pass the death sentence. He thought Jesus was innocent, but the Jews were turning the screws on him. He fobbed Jesus off to the Jewish king Herod, but within hours Jesus was back. Pilate gave in and sentenced Jesus to hang on a cross until he died.
Compose so rich a
Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried. But that was not the end, just the beginning. Nobody is really interested in a first century carpenter from Nazareth who suffered and died unfairly. But everybody is interested in whoever comes back from the dead to tell us about it. Jesus was dead on the Friday and seen alive again on the Sunday. The Bible says he appeared to over 500 people. That's why we call the day he died Good Friday and the Sunday Easter Day. He conquered death, our last enemy. He rose as the first of all of us human beings who die. We rise with him. Now it gets interesting. It's because of the resurrection that people took an interest in Jesus' life and his teaching and miracles and who he really is, God. People have discovered that Jesus of Nazareth is none other than the one and only God. His whole 33-year life on earth had been about God making contact with his creatures, revealing himself, showing his love and forgiveness, seeking to put us right with himself, and bringing us eternal life and happiness with himself. But more of that next week. Bye for now. I'll leave you with Don Francisco singing He's Alive.
The windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night. None of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I'd denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.
Gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open.